This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A local taxi operator downplays Uber's market potential. The Healthy Caribbean Coalition cautions that the region is facing an NCD crisis threatening the livelihoods of youth. The Cancer Society urging men to examine themselves for breast cancer. Residents urged to clean up surroundings as overgrown lots fines take effect soon. And the BLP rejects claims of poor consultation on key legislation. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A veteran taxi operator believes the launch of international ride-hailing service Uber in Barbados will not expand the transportation market. Head of Tamarind Transport, Derek Skeet, told Starcom Network News that Uber's entry comes at a time when the industry is already well-established and operating in a relatively stable environment.
Uber is going to be digging into a play that already exists. If they're going to be using the taxi services to operate their services, it's basically they're into a market that's already being served. And in some cases, there are too many taxis in some areas, because the whole market is dwindling in that you have there are one or two big players that are taking more and more land share of the market. So the majority of the smaller players are kind of scrambling for basically the crumbs.
Mr. Skeet noted that while many taxi operators are likely to sign up as Uber drivers, they will be doing so on a commission basis, which could affect their earnings.
Guys are probably going to be looking to benefit on numbers. When I say numbers, on the number of jobs that they do. Obviously, a percentage every job has to be paid to Uber. If they're charging the regular fees, and I'm guessing that they probably come in below the fees here in order to get into the market, it means that the guys could only benefit on the number of jobs that they do.
Head of Tamarind Transport, Derek Skeet. The president of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Dr. Kenneth Connell, says the region is facing what he calls a crisis in non-communicable diseases, one that could see the next generation living shorter lives than their parents. Speaking on day two of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition and Pan American Health Organization's regional three-day workshop, Dr. Connell said the meeting seeks to tackle the commercial influences that drive unhealthy lifestyles across the Caribbean.
This isn't a concern. This is really a crisis. When you think about it, we are the first generation in which the next generation is likely to have a shorter life expectancy. That hasn't happened in human history before. And the reason for that are the NCDs. We know that 80% of us or more will die from an NCD, but what we're trying to prevent is premature death. And the commercial determinants of health are the main drivers. How do they do so? They change behavior. Why do they change behavior? Some of us don't even know that we're addicted to fast foods, right? Some of us don't know that we no longer see exercise as important. Some of us don't know the clever marketing that occurs in a lot of the products that we consume. So we do it. So it's about changing the space.
President of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Dr. Kenneth Connell. Meanwhile, in his World Food Day message, Chairman of the National NCD Commission, Suleiman Boubouya, is urging Barbadians to adopt healthier eating habits and reduce their intake of processed foods as the region steps up efforts to tackle non-communicable diseases.
We call on every Barbadian to take one concrete step. Plant something, buy local, learn a traditional recipe, mentor a young farmer, or simply choose whole foods over processed ones. We call on our Caribbean neighbors to reach across waters and work together with renewed commitment. And we call on our global partners to recognize that investing in sustainable food systems in small island states is investing in solutions that benefit the entire world.
Chairman of the National NCD Commission, Suleiman Boubouya. The Barbados Cancer Society is urging men to perform regular breast self-examinations, stressing that breast cancer does not discriminate by gender or age. As Cancer Awareness Month continues, medical coordinator of the breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru, says men, especially those with a family history or over a certain age, are also at risk.
So from statistics and research, it has been shown that there's an increased risk over the age of 40. It's really seen in younger men. Yeah. What you might feel is a lump or an area of thickening. And then you look for an area of dimpling, which is very important. The area that's pulled together. The other thing around the areola, which is the nipple, you can have crusting or dryness, itching. That can be a red flag. Then, of course, you know, there's a family history. It has been found that about 20% of men that develop breast cancer has a close family relative with the disease. It's as high as 20%.
She adds that the Cancer Society has the tools and equipment available for men who may need further testing after noticing changes during self-exams.
But you can do your breast self-examination, which is very important. And if you don't want to do it, you can ask your partner to do it. And then the other thing is, if you have to have a mammogram, it's painless. People would say, how can you get the breast in? Well, the machine, particularly this new one that we have, is adjustable. It can do the smallest breast to the largest breast. And it's not painful. Particularly now, we have an expert for using the tomogram, which is a 3D machine.
Medical coordinator of the breast screening program, Dr. Shirley Jagru. A private landscaper is urging property owners to manage their overgrown lots as penalties under the Health Services Amendment Act are set to be enforced from November 1st. Speaking to Starcom Network News, the owner of RJ Trucking and Rental, Jamar Russell, or that is JR Trucking and Rental, Jamar Russell, encouraged homeowners to keep their surroundings clean because overgrown and debris-filled lots not only pose environmental concerns, but also create serious health and safety risks for both residents and workers.
I think you should just keep the lot, obviously, clean first and then keep it low, keep maintaining. If you can maintain, just get that spray out of your casement and keep the grass down and obviously keep all your rats and stuff like that. You don't want that. In case maybe you come home and you got a rat running across, you roll all running across, but your property and run across when your feet are left in a rat down all your case maybe on the property, and then when the kids get clean and get put their hands on all your case maybe. So I think it's a health concern too. Some bobcats be AC, but some be open. When you guys get up in a lot of clear, obviously you got like Kuwait and stuff like that. And then they got people at legal dumping too that got like garbage and stuff that and rats running out of it and stuff like that. So it's a hazard in both sections in terms of the customers and also in us working too.
Owner of JR Trucking and Rental, Jamar Russell. The ruling Barbados Labour Party, BLP, has dismissed claims of inadequate consultation on key pieces of legislation. Chairperson of the upcoming party convention, Marcia Cattle, insists that government has consistently engaged Barbadians on matters of national importance and maintains that even in cases where certain bills were withdrawn or revised, there was a high level of public consultation.
I think that never before has so much legislation in the government of Barbados been open to groups, to individuals, to people in the diaspora to come and tell us what you think about the legislation and how we can strengthen it. And we have strengthened it. In every case so far, that legislation has gone before a standing committee of parliament. It has been amended and improved. Now, to amend and improve legislation is not to suggest that the legislation was flawed. It is to say that if there are things that you've heard on the floor of parliament, that you've heard in the second reading speech, that you've read in the legislation, that you want to have an opinion on, that you want to consult on, then here's the opportunity.
BLP annual conference chairperson Marcia Cattle. And the U.S. military has struck another boat in the Caribbean Sea, with a U.S. official confirming there were survivors aboard the vessel. Yesterday's strike marks the sixth known boat attack in the area since last month and the first known attack with survivors. The Trump administration hasn't publicly announced the most recent strike, but prior strikes were launched against alleged drug-carrying vessels. Recapping the headlines, a local taxi operator downplays Uber's market potential. The Healthy Caribbean Coalition cautions that the region is facing an NCD crisis threatening the livelihood of youth. The Cancer Society urging men to examine themselves for breast cancer. Residents urged to clean up surroundings as overgrown lots fines take effect soon. And the BLP rejects claims of poor consultation on key legislation. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.